Pod Quiz 1031. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1031. Before we start this week, I would like to thank PayPal donors John and Janine. Thanks also to everyone who has already entered the prize round from Pod Quiz 1030. There are still a few days left. If you want to get your entry in, I'll need to receive it by the 8th, please.
Round 1.
We start this week with a Music Connections round. There are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And for number 5, I'd like you to spot the connection between the pieces of music.
Question 1.
I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow. That's why I don't f*** with the big four. Oh, bro, I got to maintain. Cause it like me is going insane.
Love, sweet melody.
Question 2.
But all of the vows you made are never to be.
Question 3. Question 4.
Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing, stretching every nerve. I had to listen, had no choice. I did not believe the information. Just had to trust imagination. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I'm gonna take you home.
Question 5.
So what connects those four pieces of music?
Round 2.
Round 2 is on the River Nile.
Question 6.
The Nile Delta discharges into which sea?
Question 7.
Who wrote the 1937 detective fiction novel Death on the Nile?
Question 8.
Which one of these countries does the Nile not flow through? Kenya, Rwanda, or Zimbabwe?
Question 9.
The Nile has two major tributaries that join in Sudan. Name either of them.
Question 10.
Completing construction in 1970, which dam across the Nile is one of the world's largest embankment dams?
Round 3.
Round 3 is Famous Voices. You're about to hear 5 short clips of people speaking, and for each, I would like you to name them.
Question 11.
Yeah, and the girls, we love each other, but the girls are like, it's crazy how much we love each other. I mean, we really see each other all the time. I mean, we lunch together at work every day. I think that Monica, I mean, she can annoy me pretty bad. I mean, she's funny. I mean, I like the way she is really quirky with things, but I definitely, I think I'm looser than Monica. I don't have, like, I don't get uptight like that.
Question 12.
My son called me Dodo, and I was called D-Day, which was interesting before D-Day. And Doris Marianne Capelhaw, that's my real name.
That's the original name, right?
Yeah. And then the Susie Cream Cheese came out sort of from Nate and Al's Delicatessen because I'm there a lot.
Yes.
And I love cream cheese.
Question 13.
Witnesses or any people they might interview or ex-employees. So it's a little unfortunate because I told them, okay, I'll wait till the investigation is over. And I believe that was literally like a week before the Dog Pack video came out. And then truthfully, just in transparency, I've never done one of these like big investigations before. And in my head, it was going to last like 2 or 3 weeks. It ended up taking a couple months.
Question 14.
Well, that whole thing kind of came out of nowhere. That was an amazing moment where Greta came and said sort of like, we think there might be a dance number now. Maybe you could sing it? I don't know. You don't have to, you know, but if you do, if you want, if you could, if you want to try it. And then it just turned into this whole kind of expression of all of Ken's feelings, and it just was a whirlwind.
Question 15.
Well, the main reason that Billy and I wrote the song was we had two songs to record that day, and we needed three, and we couldn't think of anything that old songs that we wanted to do. So we went to his office and gave the musicians a 20-minute break, and we wrote the song. And that's the way I was born and raised. A man's word was God where I came from. You know, if I asked Mama to do something, it was always ask your daddy. You know, so Stand By Your Man came very natural to me.
Round 4.
The final round this week is The Natural World.
Question 16.
What name is given to a female fox?
Question 17.
In which part of a plant does photosynthesis mostly occur?
Question 18.
Which of these plants is parasitic? Cyclamen, holly, or mistletoe?
Question 19.
Mohair is made from the hair of which animal?
Question 20.
Which tree native to Madagascar, Africa, and Australia is also known as the Tree of Life or the Upside Down Tree? I shall be back with the answers in 2.5 minutes after the Rope River Blues Band with Weatherman.
I know you're weatherman. Yeah.
answers.
Number one was Insane in the Brain by Cypress Hill. Number two was Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino.
Oh, you were my thrill.
Number three was Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush. Number four was Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel. And the connection, number five, we had Cypress Hill, Blueberry Hill, Running Up That Hill, and Salisbury Hill. The connection is hills.
Round two.
Round two was on the Nile, and the answer to number six, the Nile discharges into the Mediterranean Sea. Number seven, Death on the Nile, was by Agatha Christie. Number eight, of the countries I mentioned, the one that does not have the Nile flowing through it is Zimbabwe. Number nine, the two major tributaries of the Nile are the White Nile and the Blue Nile, so either of those would score you the point. And number 10, the dam that was finished in 1970 was the Aswan High Dam. I'll also accept just the Aswan Dam.
Round 3.
Round 3 was Famous Voices, and the answer to number 11 was Courtney Cox. Number 12 was Doris Day.
Yes.
And I love cream cheese.
Number 13 was Mr. Beast.
In my head, it was going to last like 2 or 3 weeks. It ended up taking a couple months.
Number 14 was Ryan Gosling. Feelings,
and it just was a world.
And number 15 was Tammy Wynette.
Stand by your man came very natural to me.
Round 4.
The fun round was The Natural World, and the answer to number 16, the female fox is known as a vixen. Number 17, photosynthesis normally occurs in a plant's leaves. Number 18, of the plants I mentioned, the parasitic one is mistletoe. Number 19, mohair is made from angora goat hair. And number 20, the tree of life or upside down tree is the baobab. That's it for this first episode of 2025. Thank you very much for listening. Some messages. From Nicholas to Ellie, you are the best partner I could ever have dreamed of, both for life and for PodQuiz. I am looking forward to many more road trips and quizzes in our future. Monique would like to let David know that she loves listening to PodQuiz with him every week. He is a fantastic partner and a useful team member with great hair. And happy birthday, Bart. Love and quizzing from Debbie, Solly and Dad. Bye now.